Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
It's alive. Tucker Dixon, everybody.
Before we begin, guys, I do have more announcements to make. This show is registered, trademarked, organic, free trade, and FDA certified. I also have a stenographer in the back of the room who is copywriting all of this down, which means any rebroadcast, any account of this show without the express written consent of Major League Baseball, the NFL, Fox Sports, WATP, and of course, me, Tucker Dixon, is prohibited. I think we got a banner that's going to go across the bottom of the screen that says that, and I think that makes it legal. Either way, welcome to the Creep Off. This is a competition-based podcast show where the hosts try to mask their search history by finding the creepiest creeps that ever crept. I don't know what today's category is, but you, the listener, then get to go online and vote for who you thought brought in the creepiest creep. We played 5 points here. Then the winner makes the loser spin the dreaded wheel of consequences, such as riding a tandem bike together around town or sending your gardener to Martha's Vineyard. Last week on the show, Carl didn't have Vinny, making it one of the best episodes I've ever heard. Yeah. McBride, I assume, won. I voted for McBride. Yeah, no, clap. That's right, McBride did win. But of course, our topic last week is Vinny wanted to shit on a dead woman and her grieving family. What a fucking creep, right? Speaking of those creeps, I think we have Carl and Vinny coming in here. Hey! Woo!
Welcome to the first ever live edition of your favorite true crime podcast, the show about creeps, by creeps, for you creeps. I'm your host, my name is Vinny, and joining me on stage today, it's hot Carla!
What is happening, Vinny Paulino? Here we are, Happy the Carlson, where we are every week.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We actually do the show like 20 feet over there every Monday. It's weird to be allowed out of that room when we do this.
It is.
It's also going to be hard to look people in the eye when I tell these stories later.
I don't like what we do for a living. It's not good.
Are you finally feeling bad about bullying Stuttering John? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
I love that. I'm talking about all this celebration of awful true crime that we do.
You guys like true crime podcasts?
Good answer.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Carl. Folks, we're gonna have a creep off for you. Are you excited for that?
Yeah. Let's do it.
We are going to announce our category for today's show. And today we are doing one that the listeners have been asking for a very long time, bud. They've been asking for creepiest Carl and Vinny. Yeah.
Yes. So my Carl is so creepy, Vinny. Wait till you
hear
about...
No, I was bringing creepiest Carl. You're supposed to bring creepiest Vinny.
All right, I'll figure it out. That's fine. I'm not worried about it. You're pretty easy to beat. I'm not worried about it.
I'll tell you what, you barely figured out the door.
Did you even beat Croge this week? I mean, I don't know if you're really competition for me. Nice shirt, by the way, asshole. Who's responsible for this shirt? This consequence has gone too far. I will never spin the wheel again.
Do we have to do this in front of everybody?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. So we're going to do that. And we're going to announce the winner of last week's episode on our next show because the polls aren't closed yet.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, we fucked up. The polls aren't closed yet. So we'll know. And we will also be able to vote online at, what is it, Reddit now? Where the fuck is this voting?
Somewhere.
Agreed.
Yeah, well, people were fucking cheating. I'm sorry, everyone's making bots that are voting for Vinny nonstop. I think his mom was creating bots, which is surprising, because I don't even think she exists.
Your mom's here. You better fucking be careful.
Hi, Mom.
We're going to be roasting your ass later.
Oh, boy. So, I see there's like some empty tables in the back. We sold out this show a while ago. Do people like not get in from Canada or something? They don't have their COVID test? What's going on here?
Well, everybody who bought a ticket that isn't here tonight, sorry you're not here, but seriously, go fuck yourself. We're moving on. Who cares?
It works for me.
I don't give a shit. So what we're going to do is flip a coin to decide which one of us gets to go first in the competition.
Sounds good. All right. I need some help, everybody. Is it Tails Never Fails? Is that true? I don't know. It didn't work for Josh Allen. What do you guys think? I'm calling heads.
This is the Kiwi Farms commemorative Chris Chan coin. The official ceremonial coin of the creep off. So you're calling heads?
Calling heads.
Yeah, feet never beat. It is tails, bitch.
All right. Well, I guess it's your choice, son. You want to defer or you want to go first?
I'm going to give you time to think about your shit. I'm going first.
All right.
All right. You know what? I don't get to use a computer. I don't need to today. I got my notes here. My creepiest Carl is a really interesting guy because he has a lot of similarities to this Carl. And there are a lot of things that I really wish that
Hold on one second before you go. Because everyone knows I'm nothing without my soundboard. I just have to do a sound check. This was working a second ago. And I just hit the ding sound. I didn't hear it come through.
You realize this is cheating, right? He's just trying to ice the kicker right now is what you're doing.
Cheating? Hold on. Let me just make sure. All right. Very good. Let's get it going here.
All right. Joe, show me Vinny number one, please. This is my creep. His name was Carl Denke. This is the last picture of Carl. This is him in his casket. Carl hung himself in jail after spending 2 days incarcerated, which is something I hope you might try sometime.
I'll dabble.
Why don't you dabble on by the wobbly stool store, asshole?
Fuck you!
This guy, Carl, this picture is from 1924. He's long dead, obviously. And he died in prison. He never had a criminal record. He's an interesting guy. His parents said that he didn't speak until he was 7 years old, which makes him also superior to this Carl. Because this guy knew when to shut the fuck up.
Fuck you! So,
he was known as a quiet-spoken guy. That's what's a little bit different. He decided he was going to buy a farm. And he bought this farm, and he didn't know how to fucking farm, and he lost it pretty quickly. He lost all of his family's money. He was basically a black sheep.
Why did he buy a farm if he didn't know how to farm?
Great question, Carl. Why do you bother people on the internet?
All right, fair enough.
Thank you. Thank you. So he bought this farm, and then he got an apartment. Show me Vinny, too. This is his beautiful apartment he was able to afford after he lost all of his family's money.
I'd be crushing so much puss if I had that place.
Believe it or not, folks, this is the wood paneling from the WATP basement. This is it right here. So he made a living at a little market, and he would sell homemade shoelaces and meat. Germany sounds great.
You can make hobo chili with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this guy, he was making his way. I don't know if I'd eat the meat necessarily. Would you show me my next video number three? Zoom in on that for me, Joe. Pop that up a little bit. You know how to do the corners thing. You know what to do. Yeah, there you go, pal. I don't know if I'd eat anything prepared in that kitchen. I'm just saying. So this picture was taken after he was arrested. Now, here's what happened. On December 20th, 1924, he walked up to a young homeless guy whose name was Vincenzo Oliver. His friends called him Vinny for short, yeah. And I'm not making yeah. this up.
Homeless guy, yeah, that checks out.
I don't fit in a home anymore.
I need two homes. Who can
afford
it?
All I can fit into is this great T-shirt. Now, this guy really reminded me of
you. That
T-shirt
is a blanket, by the way, I want to point out. T-shirt.
They use
I can go camping in that thing.
They use an embroidery machine to get this on here. It's amazing. A fucking loom. So he brings in Vinny to his apartment, to this lovely place, and he sits him down at this desk and he says, I'm going to pay you to write a letter for me. Okay? And the guy goes, yeah, I could do that for you. So he sits down with a piece of paper and a pen and a desk. And Carl goes over to the corner and grabs a pickaxe. Vinny's just sitting there at the desk being a good guy.
Yeah.
He's just there trying to help him. And I kid you not, this is from the police report from 1924. The testimony from Vinny. He said, when he sat down to write the letter, under Denke's dictation, it began with the words, Adolf, you fatty. And Vinny laughed at this because, like, oh, good one, Carl. You know, Carl's yeah. always a funny guy.
Hilarious.
And then he took that pickaxe and cracked Vinny into the head with it. But Vinny moved and it got him right in the head and he's bleeding all over the place. He runs out into the streets screaming for help because he doesn't know what else to do. The cops show up and he goes, Denke, the guy in there. He's the one who did it, so they arrest him, take him to jail. So he's in prison, and he finds out after he's been in there for 2 days that the police are searching his house. That's when he hung himself, because this is the next thing they found.
Oh, boy.
They also, yeah, that is a spine. That is correct. That's a human spine. And they also found a really interesting journal. All these fucking assholes write everything down. He wrote down the whole thing. This motherfucker killed 31 homeless people with the old Adolf, you fatty trick.
By the way, I was on Skid Row earlier this week. I don't remember it, but I was there. We could use that guy. He'd come in handy.
We do have a bit of a homeless problem in this town.
A little bit, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're doing our part for tourism. So...
Callback going on.
So they go in there and they find out a little bit more as they're doing the search. Could you show my next picture, please, Joe? So this is pickled human meat.
If you're going to eat humans, pickled is the way to go, from what I've read.
Well, I'm not a fan of pickles. I think we all know this, but I don't know. On people, pickled people?
Yeah, the percentage of vegetables is too much for this guy.
Looks like he had some ribs for dinner right here. And that these are hunks of human flesh and skin. Because that is how Carl subsidized his meat market. Not only that, the shoelaces were made from the hair of his victims.
All right. Now it's making more sense.
So there is something to be said for German resourcefulness. Carl.
Yeah, we're like the Native Americans. Like, we don't waste any part of the buffalo, right? It's like very similar to that.
Carl, he is absolutely dead, and he is known as the Cannibal of Munsterberg. And fuck that guy.
Sounds like a Broadway musical, The Cannibal of Munsterberg. I'd go see that.
You'd star in it. If only you had musical ability.
Oh!
Boo, roasted.
The roast hasn't started yet.
All right.
That wasn't called for.
I guess it's your turn, buddy. Why don't you go ahead and take it away for me?
All right. So I was thinking about bringing Vinnie Paulino as the creepiest Vincent, but instead, I'm going to go with a comedian. You know who Vince Champ is?
Wait a second. Vince?
Vince Champ? Are you familiar with Vince?
I am familiar with Vince. Every comedian is familiar with Vince fucking Champ.
Vince Champ.
That's a good deep pick.
Vince
Look
Champ
at you.
Won $100,000 in 1992 from Star Search because he was such an up-and-comer as a comedian.
He was coming up in her.
Yeah, there were some problems here. All right, this is the part of the show, Everybody Drink, where I play a clip from someone else doing my job for me because I just found it on YouTube.
He was a black comic that was clean-cut, smooth, and as white Hollywood likes to say, articulate. Looking at him might even have caused audiences to compare him to young Temple University alumni, the notorious Bill Cosby. The comparison of Vincent Vince Champ and William H. Cosby isn't that much of a stretch. Much like Cosby, Vincent Champ has been convicted for the rape of multiple women during his comedic career.
That's right. He was a straight-laced, clean comic who also happened to be a serial rapist.
Two things.
Yep.
Number one, this is a goddamn live show. You didn't even bring a picture.
I wasn't
told. You're just
going
to play YouTube clips again at the live show?
All right. Picture Bill Cosby, but younger. All right. Is that good enough? He's currently living in Nebraska, my creep, in the Nebraska State Penitentiary, serving 55-year sentence. He will be there for the rest of his life. And what he did was he came up with material that college students enjoyed.
His humor was geared towards college students, and one agent told me he was so popular and personable that some schools invited him back 3 or 4 times.
Smart guy. If you're going to rape young women, you might want to be popular on college campuses. Pretty good idea.
I'm always a fan of strategy.
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing here. That's the wrong place for rape. College campuses, like, there's a rape whistle around every goddamn corner.
Not in 1997, there wasn't.
Good point.
Let's talk about the first time this happened.
On May 6, 1997, Champ was seen fleeing the scene of an attempted rape at Pasadena City College. He was arrested on May 7, 1997 in his Hollywood apartment while being charged with an attempted robbery and alleged assault. The alleged victim was a 29-year-old student who was attacked while playing piano in a room by herself.
Playing the piano, so he's into Asian girls. Okay, that's good. I get that.
Was this an RIT?
So that arrest, he went running out of the place. Uh-oh, whoopsie. And they arrested him for this attempted rape. So it set off a series of connections made in Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin. They noticed his touring schedule matched a series of rapes. So they're like, looking at this, they're like, you've been playing at this university, at this university. That's a weird coinkadink.
I would have just, like, when they caught him with this girl, I would have been like, I'm a prop comic!
So he was released on $75,000 bail, and guess what he did, Vinny? He went on vacation.
Ah.
He decided to take a cruise in the Caribbean.
Washington, D.C.
He took a cruise in the Caribbean, had a great old time, and then flew back through Newark, which I never recommend, by the way. Fuck Newark. And when he got to Newark, he was arrested for the other rapes that he had committed, and this is how he was doing it.
According to PeoplePill, Champ followed a consistent pattern in his assaults. He sought out victims inside college buildings. Each time, he covered the woman's head so they could not identify him. He talked to them during the assault, and he asked each of the women to pray for him afterwards.
The unknown rapist. How far are you going to go on a game show with that persona?
He didn't make the couch at Carson.
No, he did not. Heidi Hess was one of these victims. And let's hear about her testimony on this.
Hess also said in her testimony the method in which Champ assaulted her. He talked to me the entire time he raped me. He was asking me a lot of questions about my past sexual experiences. He seemed rather calm and oddly concerned that I was crying. This testimony was consistent with several other instances of rape that happened between February and March in the Midwest.
He was concerned she was crying. Are you having a bad day, sweetie? What's going on?
I could tutor you on algebra. I don't know. What do you
do? You think he just like kissed her on the top of the head after? He's just like, have a better day.
So he was connected with 8 total assaults. And he was arrested. And as I already said, he's in prison now. But it doesn't end there with my creep. Oh, no.
While
did
in prison.
Like a Folsom Prison special? Did he?
He's roasting everyone in the prison like Jeff Ross? No, not like that.
While in prison, Champ was further charged with indecent exposure, masturbating in front of a female guard, and 2 counts of felony assault after getting into an altercation with another inmate in which Champ bit off a piece of the other inmate's ear. Champ would later plead innocent.
So he was Cosby, now he's Tyson. He's doing it all.
I'm starting to think this guy might have a problem.
Well, Vinny, I think I made a pretty compelling argument this week, finally.
Well, I think whoever did the YouTube video did.
Who I will not credit. I will not credit this person. This is now property of the creep. But I want to say the worst part about this guy. And the rapes are bad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of any of that. But his stand-up material. I have a clip from 1990. He did a stand-up spotlight on VH1. You're going to hear a young and very fat Rosie O'Donnell bring this guy up on stage. This is great because the audio's not great.
What did Rosie do now? Rosie
explains how good of friends they are. And then we're going to hear Vinny Champ with his awesome material.
Question. Is it IE or Y with this guy?
It's, let's take a look.
Way to do your research, Hamburger.
Let's see. What does this say? All right. This is Rosie O'Donnell bringing up.
You know you're disqualified.
How dare you? His name is Vincent. Isn't that your name?
As creepy as Vinny.
No, it's. Is this guy fucking?
I went out of my way to find a goddamn cannibal.
He's always looking for a loophole.
Who spells Carl with a K?
He's always looking for a fucking loophole, this guy. Because you can't win on merit.
You have Rosie O'Donnell clips. Yeah. How can I fucking compete with that?
And to that I say,
thank you.
All right, let's check this out.
You guys are great. You're hot. And we got a very funny man coming up to the stage right now. A friend of mine. We work all over the country together, and he's here to make you laugh. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vince Champ.
Rosie O'Donnell, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be here. Start things off by saying I right away kind of consider myself quite different from most black comedians because I have a black girlfriend. So, you know, I am.
Ooh, racist.
People got that back there. I really do consider myself quite different from most comics. I'm a stand-up comic, travel a great deal. Don't drink or smoke. Can you believe that? No. Do a little heroin on occasion. But it's a wacky world we live in.
By the way, Brian McBride's writing that down. He's like, this guy's no longer touring. I can use that.
New age. Dating's getting expensive. Everyone's dating. We're married right here, right? Is that right? We're a married couple? Dating's going to get expensive. I can see why people go ahead and get married. Jeez. $75 for dinner. $50 for drinks and dancing. $10 for the motel. That includes $100 you got to pay her. I mean, you know, I can get up. Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, sure. New era we're living in. Scientists are predicting that in the 1990s, all of our home appliances are going to be talking back to us. Home appliances talking back to us. Kind of scary? Picture your vacuum cleaner getting real mad at you one day. You want me to suck what?
It is kind of funny. These rapists always hide in plain sight. It is kind of funny how he's talking about like, it's so expensive to date. I wish there was a better way.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's like,
I don't want to pay for dinner. I don't want to go dancing. Like, well, yeah, there is a better way, I guess.
It's literally for this guy. It sounds like he's setting up an infomercial.
And for just $12.95 with three easy installments, you can learn my way to get laid.
My kit comes with a mask,
talking points,
soft-soled shoes,
and a map to piano players' houses.
All Follow right. your ears, folks.
All right, so you can vote at our Reddit site to see who had brought the creepiest creep this week.
Yeah, come on.
See, this is what he does every time.
Come on.
This is what annoys me every time. Always selling. Always be closing this guy.
ABC, Carl.
Yeah.
Not ABK.
Always All be right. chewing is actually what he's doing.
Who's the Zing King now, Chris? Look at him go. So, folks, I think at this point in the show, what do we got next on the agenda? Is it our voicemail segment?
I guess.
Or is it the Scum Parade? Yeah. Scum Parade! Hit the music, Carl!
Scum Parade, all right. I wasn't ready for that.
Sing along if you know it.
The Scum Parade! These are my peeps. The Scum Parade! It's nothing but creeps. The Scum Parade! I'm Carl and Nick Shore.
I would now like to welcome a couple friends to the stage for the Scum Parade.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from Weird Medicine on Sirius XM. Can you please welcome Dr. Steve, everybody? Get over there next to him. You'll be happier. And ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce the most hated co-host in the history of WATP, Justin Brown. Pal. You know what? I changed my mind. Go over there near Carl. Dr. Steve, come back over here.
I don't
You can adjust that,
that
there, you
Justin, watch your
human.
Head. Watch your head.
Good joke, Carl.
Thanks, buddy. I'll be here all night.
We are gonna start off tonight. A great story about a registered predatory offender. Now, he was in his neighborhood, and can you believe it? He got offended by someone having an anti-pedophile bumper sticker on their car.
The nerve of some people, dude.
I mean, I thought we were an inclusive society. Well,
I feel the same way when someone has a New England Patriots bumper sticker. I am enraged by that. Fuck the Patriots.
Cool, let's talk about it later. Dan Francis Michael responded by shooting out the window of the vehicle, displayed the provocative bumper sticker, which read, "Shoot your local pedophile."
It's a fun sticker.
We're going to have those at the merch table on the way out. Stop by and see Freddie and Bukkake Queen. The 42-year-old Princeton man is facing up to 5 years in prison after being charged with first-degree property damage and a drive-by shooting with a dangerous weapon.
It's a pretty gangster move for a pedophile, don't you think?
Yeah.
This guy's breaking a lot of stereotypes. He's like the first cholo gangster pedophile I've ever heard of.
They usually keep to themselves and don't want to be noticed, right? Like,
Joe, you got a problem with me fucking kids, I say? I'll fucking bang on you, bro.
The owner of the GMC Arcadia called the police, reporting the three windows of the vehicle had been shot out. Video surveillance showed a truck pulling up to the victim's vehicle at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, February 3rd. There's no audio of the gunshots, but you can see the windows blow out in the car, which is always a lot of fun.
Hold on a second. There's another part to that story
That
you did not read that I found very interesting.
What part is that?
He shot out two windows, drove around for 6 minutes, and then came back. Like, he was thinking in his head, he's like, did I do enough? I don't think I've sent the message. I think he was overthinking it a little bit. That's the problem with pedophiles. It's never enough.
Yeah.
They're always like, maybe I'll come back for more. Like, no. You got away with that.
And here's the thing with this. Nobody would have known what the fuck this guy's point was.
Right.
Because until they caught him and he said, I was mad about the bumper sticker.
I shoot out windows all the time.
Yeah. Nobody, like, when he goes to... When the guy walks out to his car and he sees all of his windows broken, he's not going to go, goddamn pedophiles.
Would you want him to leave a note?
Like, I mean, it would have made more
sense your car.
If he just wrote Pred Lives Matter on the fucking dirt on the back window. Would have made his...
That's the most offensive thing you've ever said. Disavow.
It's the name of the episode. You're all witnesses. Ha ha. The victim reported that the cost of the repair of the vehicle came to over $3,000. What a lesson. Yeah. Don't provoke pedophiles, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like Opie losing his side mirrors. It's very traumatic. Whoa, $3,000. How will I ever get by?
I would love if that was Opie's car.
He wouldn't be funny enough to have that sticker on his car.
Doggy, the pedophiles got us again. Zoinks.
Be funny. Like, I don't know, doggy.
Be funny if you left a car seat as a threat, you know?
He could have just jizzed out a baby blanket and stuck it to the windshield.
He's a bad influence on you, Vinny.
I'm just going to sit down now.
You stay right there.
You're a part of this. You're an accomplice.
Let's go to Singapore, shall we? I got a pervert alert here. This is a brave guy. How many people here are dating in this room? Where are the people who are dating? Where are the couples? By applause. Let me hear you. Where are you? Cool. Tell me this is not the ballsiest motherfucker. It's shocking how many single guys are here, but a man pressured his girlfriend to take obscene photos of her mother.
Wait. This guy's into older women?
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
I didn't know this was called the Dudes Are Awesome podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Dudes Are Awesome with Dr. Steve.
You ever fuck your mom at a physical?
And that's the way the news goes.
The defense said that this case was, quote, bizarre and weird, and I will tend to agree. Yeah. Here's some details. He threatened to kill himself or beat up his girlfriend if she did not think of ways to satisfy his sexual desires.
Kill yourself. Would be my answer to that. Like, all right.
Hey, I pick
A. Those are the two options. Yeah, right.
What a spectrum of choices. Either I kill you or we go on a nice afternoon walk.
Seems like an easy choice. I agree, Justin.
On Thursday, September 8th, the man was sentenced to 20 weeks in jail after he pled guilty to a count of compelling his ex-girlfriend to commit voyeurism in relation to her mother, and another count of threatening to disseminate obscene images and recordings of the girlfriend. So what he did is he got the pictures from the girlfriend, and then he's like, I'm going to release these unless I get some sweet titty shots of your mom.
Right.
Nice.
The long.
Anybody ever tried this move? I'm just curious.
Show of hands.
You guys, okay. A couple. So, my pages are stuck together. Shocking.
Oh, I wonder why.
All right. Well, the next creep.
I shouldn't have let Brian McBride hold him. The man had been romantically involved with the victim since 2018. During their relationship, the man filmed himself having sex with his girlfriend with the latter's consent. About five times a week, the man pressured his girlfriend to send nude pictures of herself to him. Apart from the threats of killing himself or beating the girlfriend, he also warned her that he would post the nude photos or videos of her online if she refused to give in to his demands. Now, faced with the man's threats, she did it.
Man.
Good girl.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Coolest Girlfriend Award podcast. Woo-hoo!
Those must have been some gross nudes, dude.
Listen to this shit. On one occasion, the girlfriend secretly took a photo of her mother, whose chest was uncovered, after she showered at home. The mom comes out of the shower and the cell phone's like just sneaking in through the door.
Yeah.
What was that movie with Pauly Shore that was like that?
Nobody saw that.
That movie with Pauly Shore.
Dr. Steve.
Damn.
So Afraid of the threat, the girlfriend contacted strangers via the mobile application Tinder to ask for sex because he also started demanding that she fuck other guys in front of him.
Surprising turn.
It is. It really is. I feel like this guy's trying to be in control of situations, and now he's absolutely being a cuck. It's ridiculous. I don't think I like this guy very much.
He sure does beat off a lot, though. Gotta give him that.
You better go get some hot dick or I'm gonna ruin your life. Guy's turning me around on him, honestly.
So she reported the incidents to the cops, and he deleted the obscene photos and videos and related messages
Smart.
To her. But he's still under arrest, and he is facing lots of time because it's Singapore.
Well, it's funny because at first he was getting the photos of his girlfriend nude, and then he's like, that's not enough. Now I need your mom. And I'm thinking, like, Singapore is mostly Chinese people. I looked it up. Are they that different?
That can't be right.
No, 73% are Chinese. Are they that different? It's just like, oh, yeah, there's a Chinese. Oh, there's another Chinese girl. Like, just pretend it's your mom.
I'm glad that this lady went to the police.
There's probably an app for it that will age her 20 years or whatever you need.
This was going to escalate and get crazy because then it's going to be like, now set up the Tinder account for your mom.
Yeah.
They She's just going to fucking knock on the door one day.
She should have let it play out for the joke. I agree.
Yeah. Fucking women.
We love all the women, by the way.
So much. Guys, I swear to God. Puducherry, India, folks. Yeah. This is a fun story. Dr. Steve, you read this story, and we're going to get into some medical facts here because...
Yeah, now I understand why I'm up here.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying the show from a different, you know, vantage point. But yeah, this
At
story
least someone is.
this story is fucked up. Go.
It's hotter up here than that lady's mom. A 42-year-old woman in Puducherry Town, India, allegedly poisoned her daughter's 13-year-old classmate by spiking his soft drink because he always got better grades and did better in extracurricular activities.
God damn. They really want people to be engineers over there, man.
Yeah.
You think you're going to the call centers?
They will stop at nothing.
The woman's name is, you could show Scum 2. That's her, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I want you to pronounce her name. I was waiting for this part of the show. What's her name, Vinny? Take your time.
Yeah. Saga Yahari Victoria.
See, he does it with confidence. That's my problem. Whenever I try to pronounce these names, I'm like, he just pretends he knows it.
It's because your fucking teeth get in the way of your tongue.
Good point. It's a good point. Also, the microphone and people in front of me. Yes.
So during the school's annual function that they had at the school, I don't fucking know what it was. This story was translated from India. The woman told one of the watchmen that she was the mother of the student that she poisoned and went over and handed him a bottle of something to drink.
A soda.
A tap water from India.
Yeah, right. Which will also kill someone.
Yeah. Justin might have a point.
Yeah.
Dr. Steve, I asked you to try to figure out what she used to poison this kid because this kid fucking got very, very sick and died within 24 hours of drinking what this was.
Well, tell them what she said that she thought she was doing.
Getting at least bossy that. Now?
No, he's right.
He is right.
Put on your sexy nurse outfit already, too.
The woman told one of the watchmen that she was the mother, asked him to hand over two bottles of soft drinks to the boy after he took part in the event. The boy drank a bottle but started vomiting once he reached home. His parents took him to a private hospital where he underwent treatment, returned home. He fell sick on Saturday and was admitted to the Government General Hospital where he died Saturday night. Before that, he told his mother that he felt sick after consuming the soft drink she sent to him through the security guard. Now, his mother realized that there was some foul play, lodged a complaint with the police. The police zeroed in on
Victoria.
Saga Yahari and Adi Victoria.
That's how I would have done it. All right, thank you.
The police said she admitted to handling over two bottles of soft drinks laced with, quote, traditional medicine which causes diarrhea.
Oh, accident.
There you go.
This kid died from diarrhea. He wasn't going to make it long anyway. He wasn't long for this world.
Especially in India.
Yeah, right.
But
they drink diarrhea in India. It's not, you're not going to survive very long.
Sure shit, Carl.
Pretty sure it's a delicacy over there.
Monkey braids with diarrhea, sir.
This
would
is horrible.
Would you like some diarrhea? Okay, I wouldn't.
No.
This is horrible. So, he was doing so well in school.
Wait, so he died later? Like he
died within 24 hours. Took him to the hospital. He was dead by Saturday
then
morning.
Then home and then he came back and got sick again.
Got sick again? Is that common?
Yeah. Well,
with diarrhea.
This is the worst.
Are you the diarrhea expert?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead, Steve.
Sorry. Worst fucking laxative in the world. I don't know what in the hell she gave him, but I actually tried to find the toxicology report.
Okay.
I just took the room. Just
overachiever. This guy's an overachiever. It's annoying.
It's just a complete.
It's not like he found it.
Yeah. Right. Right, there was nothing there. I have no idea what she gave him. So,
are you saying they don't keep good records?
I think she was lying. She's saying, yeah, so I was just trying to give him diarrhea, but she actually poisoned him to kill him.
Well, I mean, it's really fucked up.
I thought it was a funny diarrhea story, but now Dr. Steve has made it more like serious and not as fun.
Like, your mom's here. Mrs. Hamburger, you would never poison one of Carl's rivals, would you?
You should. Come on, Mom.
My mother would poison anybody I asked her to. I just want to point that out.
It's a good mom right
Your
there.
Your mom sucks.
I know.
That's what crosses my mind.
No, it was still your Apu impression, but, you know, it's all right. We're moving on. Last story for the Scub Parade. You guys ready to meet the Creep of the Week? Scub 3, baby.
It could be someone in this room right now.
Purple.
Look
purple,
around right purple, now. Purple. If you see this man, tackle him now. Okay, this guy. Wow. Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. They arrested him last Thursday. He's accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's house.
More like Mount Unpleasant. Am I right?
Come on. Come on. Come on.
I'll bring the walls. I got this.
You could vote for Vinny at reddit.com.
Fuck you!
Well, he broke into the house and he damaged some of her possessions. Some really irreplaceable possessions. He took her dead child's ashes and threw them in the garbage.
In his defense, she probably needed to get over it. Right? Like, move on. This is done now.
I told you once, I told you.
All the seasons turn.
Yeah, she sounds like she was probably pretty cool, though, right?
Joseph Oberlays, 33, is facing charges of first-degree burglary and destruction of human remains. If I was a lawyer, I'd be like, he's already dead, Your Honor. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, the destruction was making those remains, I would say, personally.
Yeah. Why don't we go arrest the guy who cremated this kid?
Correct. That's the problem.
Let's take fucking Paul Bearer to jail.
Everyone drink, wrestling reference.
Do it. I mean it. I'm watching. So a security camera captured the man, later identified as Oberlays, approaching the door of the home, entering a code, walking into the residence shortly before 3 a.m. on a Saturday. Minutes later, he was seen walking out of the home just after 4 a.m. He's seen walking back into the victim's house. He isn't seen again until he leaves at 7:52 a.m. The victim, who dated the suspect for several months until early summer of 2022, trespassed from the property on August 23rd, according to the report. She told police that while he was in the vacant home, he damaged her flat-screen TV with a hammer, dumped the ashes of her dead child into the trash, and she's very upset. Because here's the real problem. She had joint custody of the ashes. So now there's an ex-husband who's like, you couldn't fucking take care of the ashes?
It's like when you have an egg when you're in like kindergarten and you have to like take care of it over the weekend.
We're going to fail health class. Yeah. Because you couldn't keep track of a dead child.
He puts the urn on top of his Xbox every other weekend.
Wow. Good.
It's my turn for visitation. We were going to go to the zoo. The woman says Oberlays has no idea that she and her children wouldn't be home at the time and that she fears that what would have happened if he was present when he did this.
Oh, wah, wah. Oh, it could have been worse. It wasn't. Get over it.
My guess is assault with a hammer.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's a pretty good guess.
Your
right
TV
now.
Would have been fine.
Yeah. They would have just cleaned your TV off at the estate sale.
He was there for a long time, though, for just
those
two things.
I imagine he was cranking a couple off around the house. Yeah. Dr. Steve's nodded yes. That's a medical fact I know now.
Of course.
That guy was clearly doing that. So Jason Oberlies is our creep of the week. Thank you for enjoying the Scum Parade. Awesome.
No clue why I was up here.
Thank you, Dr. Steve. You are a mensch. We love Dr. Steve. One more time for
Dr.
him.
Dr. Steve, everybody. Looking up toxicology reports.
We got to keep this show moving. We're having too much fun. Right. Okay, we're going to do a couple voicemails. Where's Tucker Dixon and Brian McBride? Get up here. You got the voicemails ready to go, Carl?
I do. I think we have a sponsor for the voicemails.
We do. The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the City of Syracuse. Syracuse, the only place that makes Rochester look like Dubai. See you in Syracuse.
So,
this microphone was at the perfect height for me.
All right, let's do some voicemails. Carl, we asked the listeners to roast us to get everybody ready for what's going on. So, here's the best you assholes could do.
Hey, Benny, this is for the roast. I want you to know, first of all, if my mic sounds like shit, I am driving right now. So, if these jokes don't land, I do plan on veering into oncoming traffic. Firstly, I want to congratulate you and Carl. Carl, you've been keeping up a great show despite all odds. I know your numbers took a big hit once they started arresting those January 6th protesters, but I digress. Maybe you'll start plugging the creep off more, Vinny. That's good for you. Anyway, you guys are fantastic. I'm going to keep this short and sweet like Vinny once he finally loses his leg to diabetes. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
All right.
That was a good call. Good
it was.
Call.
Under 45 seconds.
I love it. I tried to keep them all under 45.
Perfect.
If you thought you were going to like leave some long-ass roast, you're a dumbass.
You told me 2 minutes, though. I only have like 8 seconds worth of jokes.
Let's I'm talk done. About it later.
Yeah. Let me know when you get to them.
And that's why he's the roast
I never
master.
Will.
Next voicemail.
Carl, you're a fucking loser. Hope you enjoy having your tires slashed at your roast. Wait. This looks a lot like my rental.
Stop!
Keep them coming.
All right, let's keep going.
Hey, Carl, I've got a little roast for you. You want to start winning the fucking competition?
Yeah.
Stop recycling all the content you can. I don't understand why I'm not winning, Vinny. I brought in Stuttering John. I brought in clips from my other podcast. I mean, these are all my fans like these. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. How about you bring in creeps and not just Stuttering John every fucking week? You've pretty much beat that one to death. In fact, you've beat it so hard and so long, you should go in the Creep Off Hall of Fame for the longest abuser. Fuck. Messed that
what
up.
What happened there?
Thank you, fuck you, bye.
I think that person's confused about which shows are which on that one.
Well, either way.
I do beat a dead horse, don't get me wrong. I'm not arguing with that part, but I don't think I bring Stuttering John as the creep to the creep off.
Yeah, I think there's only been one person. It was Crippled Jesus brought Stuttering
John. That's right.
John.
Yes, and we had a...
And that guy's all fucked up.
Speaking of Crippled Jesus, I'm doing a show in Detroit in a couple weeks, and I reached out to CJ. I'm like, hey, you want to come to the show? He's like, I moved. I'm now on the west side of Michigan. I'm like, yeah, you came to Chicago. Like, that you're in a chair. You can't, it's wheels on it. You
wheels.
Can't get to
start,
Detroit.
We have 2 weeks to the show. Start rolling now.
Right. Have you seen Back to the Future? You grab out of the back of the car. It takes you wherever it's, all right.
Whatever. I don't think you can grab
worst
the
case
car.
Scenario, put up a sail and just go, right?
Right, yes. The wind actually blows that way.
Yeah.
I don't know how sails work. Apparently you can go either way, but it sounds confusing to me. All right, let's keep going.
Hey, fellas. This is Jesse. Currently a listener in Arkansas. Just hoping I'm not missing out on Vic actually being there and holding up her end of the bargain with Vinny and has her showing her jug that roast. Anyway, Vinny, I have always found it amazing that you were able to take a marmot or whatever buck-tooth woodland creature Carl is, shave it, and teach it human trace and how to speak English so it can be your co-host on a Z-grade podcast. But I'm even more amazed that you haven't had Carl slaughtered and processed into something you could put on a pizza by now. Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
The hardest part was teaching him how to Google true crime YouTube videos.
That is
and
true.
And pull the clips.
That is true. I didn't know how to research creeps. I had no idea how to do that.
Well, keep them moving,
still
Carl.
Don't.
We're
still
killing
don't.
This segment, aren't we?
Hello, Rochester! I hope people clap or else that would be really awkward. But Vinny's forehead is so big that it makes his gut look small. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
That's an exaggeration joke. That's why that's funny. That's
pretty good.
I like it. All right, last one.
Some people say that Amber Heard's testimony of being violently penetrated by a broken bottle was the most painfully terrible acting performance ever recorded. However, I put to you that receiving that broken bottle is less painful than listening to Carl's repeated attempts of acting like Chrissy Mayer is actually funny. Keep trying, Carl.
Closing strong, baby. Closing strong.
Where's my boy Pat Dixon over there?
Laugh it.
All right.
We're going to see McBride and Tucker back for the roast. Thank you, my man, for coming up. Thanks, McBride. Good job. Get lost.
Yep, we got a roast coming up still. What's next on the docket, Vinny? You're running this thing. What are
coming
we doing?
Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, it is a fun segment we only do on Patreon. We're going to do it live for you today. It's time for WATC.
Who are these creeps? Which I'm happy to tell you is going to become a part of the show. This is going to be a new segment on the Creep Off where we do Who Are These Creeps? And you know what? I even made a stinger for it, Vinny.
You did work?
Yeah. Check this out.
All right.
Creepos.
Nailed it. All right. I want
it's
to bring,
so simple and good.
I want to bring Trucker Andy up, everybody. Yeah. All right. He's four cores in. I want to bring Crows up, everybody.
Hey-o. They did a number on that mic stand, didn't they?
Fuck.
It's funny. We booked a bunch of people who have no idea how microphones work. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Gandalf cursed it or something.
Let me explain how Who Are These Creeps work. So one of the major genres of podcasting is this thing called true crime, which, why do you have to use the word true? Wouldn't we assume that? I don't know.
Made I'm going to have a make-believe crime podcast.
Make-believe crime is kind of stupid. Anyway.
That's just a novel.
So we're doing a true crime podcast called Wine and Crime today. Is anyone familiar with this show? Let me start off with this intro. This intro dares you to listen to the rest of their show. This is a two-hour-long podcast, mind you.
You are listening to Wine and Crime, the podcast where two friends fail at this. Chug wine. Chat true crime and unleash their worst Minnesotan accents.
Why are we so slow?
What is this garbage? How do they have a podcast? This is bullshit.
Before we go any further, I want to explain something. This show has 8,658 patrons on Patreon. Compare that with Justin Brown's old podcast. This show has 8,657 more patrons than Justin Brown's old podcast.
Save it for the roast.
This is a very popular show.
When are podcasts going to stop doing this shit? It's like an improv crutch. That's like,
yes.
Let's try and predict what the other one's going to say, and it never goes well. It's always fucking annoying.
It's cringe.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the way I would put it.
Right.
Crows, you pulled some clips from a different episode that I listened to.
I did.
Because I'm sorry, I set him up and then I started talking over him. I'm not an asshole. This is a show hosted by Kenyon, Lucy, and Amanda. The most recent episode, there's no Kenyon. So it's just Lucy and Amanda.
Well, then this you can't judge the show fairly.
I know, I usually try to be fair.
Yeah.
Good point. Crows, what'd you pick up on?
try the intro to this one, my number one. Here they cycle through a few accents to really give you a range of their acting abilities.
Good.
The podcast where three friends chug wine, chat true crime, and unleash their worst Minnesotan accents.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I bet there will be some mid-Atlantic old-timey accents.
I have to try to remember
episode.
What it even is. Don't make me sing.
Goodness gracious.
Oh.
We'll get
I could possibly wash my own hair.
I'm going to wash that man right out of my
hair.
And they got show tunes. They got it all. They also do a thing where they repeat each other. My number two is some of that, and good luck, folks. Holy shit.
Classic Hollywood actresses, huh, darlings. Yeah. Ingenues.
Right.
Muses.
Mules. Anka Jobs.
Anka Jobs.
I hope a true crime happens to all of them.
Seriously. I can't tell who I hate more, the host of the show or anyone who listens to it. Yeah. I think I'm more angry if people actually listen and support
I'm
these
angrier.
People.
I don't care if you listen to it. I care that you're giving them money. Holy fuck.
Everyone
shit.
In here who doesn't have a successful podcast, shame on you.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. These people are making a living from podcasting. I went on their sponsors page on their website. I couldn't scroll that far.
Yeah.
I only have such a big monitor. I couldn't get through all the sponsors that they have.
Yeah,
they
sure both you ordered a bunch of shit.
Yeah, they both sound like Frances McDormand from Fargo. And I'm just wishing they both, they all got stuffed into a wood chipper.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who was who because there's a really fat sounding one, but then there's a really fat sounding one. And I'm
All right. I'm glad you brought that up. I brought a video, Joe, that I want you to play. So on their Patreon, they do this 30-second video thing to tell you, like, hey, support our Patreon. And so we get to see who these women look like. And I want you all to focus in on, they have cartoon versions of themselves. They think very differently of themselves than how they actually look. Play the video, please.
You are listening to Wine and Crime, the podcast where three friends chug wine, chat through crime, lay in a pool of her own blood, and unleash their worst Minnesotan accent.
Get it?
Yeah, get after it.
Are they triplets?
This might be too much to ask, but can you find the part where they show their cartoons and pause it there?
Yeah, that was
because
shocking.
They're the hottest girls I've ever seen cartoon-wise.
Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me that Sailor Moon in reality is like a three?
Yes.
Is that
we're
gonna,
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to learn?
Ion Flux, not as hot as you think she is, apparently.
The real Jessica Rabbit is Rosie O'Donnell.
Crazy. Crazy. So the Powerpuff Girls
it's
after they grew up and got jobs.
All right, we didn't get it. All right, that's
fine. We don't have it, Joe.
That's fine. We were close. It's very short on the video in Joe's defense.
You know what would have been cool if you did is just take a fucking still picture of it.
No, I unforgivable. You're fired. Get the fuck out.
All right, so what these women do is they try to make jokes out of everything.
Oh, really?
And the episode I listened to was all about engineering. Mm. And so they say this woman, Jen, I don't know.
So they do categories on their podcast too?
Yeah. They try to make a joke out of the fact that, like, Jen, I guess as a listener, is an engineer. And this goes very well.
So is it possible that Jen is an engineer? Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
I love it.
I read the email a while ago. Engine
Jen.
Engine Jen. Engineer.
Engineer.
There we go.
Greg Kinnear, the engineer.
It's funny. Well, I don't think it's funny.
Thank you, Alex.
It sounds like Adam West Batman trying to solve a Riddler riddle.
I got a zinger for you. My number three is a joke I didn't even get. Maybe you guys can explain it to me.
What I am drinking today is the Spinelli Montepulciano di Abruzzo.
Oh, there you go. My husband loves a Montepulciano.
It is so good.
He does.
Also, I'm still not convinced your husband's not Italian.
Wow.
That was pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
It cracked everyone in the room up. I mean, they got something going on.
Well, I have an example of the funniest joke these people have ever heard in their lives. I'm only going to play the punchline, and I'm going to tell you the setup does not matter. I promise you it does not matter. Listen to them lose their shit over this punchline.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Okay, that was a good one.
Liz is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
And then after she got that reaction, she explained how she came up with her joke. Yeah. She went through, she's like, the reason why I came up with that is because of that.
All the best jokes have to be explained.
Of course. Yeah, wow.
I'm
very
getting very
impressive.
Strong Anne Heche vibes from this.
Yeah.
I am so cringed over here. I regret agreeing to do this segment.
this is a segment awful. You don't like?
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to atrocity. Holy shit.
Oh, no. We're there. We're there. Yeah. Okay. We're on it. All right. Well, you don't have a good podcast unless you talk about the weather. One of my favorite things to do is to discuss what's going on.
It's supposed to be real nice this weekend, here anyway.
I hope it cools down again because I'm ready to not sweat as much, and I've been walking a lot.
Good luck. Yeah.
And my walks are very sweaty.
Yeah.
That's gross.
We saw what they looked like, right? Yeah. Why are they talking about sweaty walks?
I like to think that she goes out walking and her neighbors come out like, oh, look, it rained. Yeah.
Why don't you bring an umbrella? Oh, it's sunny.
That woman breaks a sweat jamming the Capri Sun straw into a box of wine.
The goat!
Fuck's sake.
I have to say, everything that comes out of this one woman's mouth, the other woman laughs at, yeah. Which I wish I had someone like that on my show. All right, Andy, you're hired. Here's an example.
Just a little blurb about this wine. Originally cultivated in 17 BCE, before Christ even, by the Romans.
BCE.
Before Christ even.
I love that.
By the Romans to supply wine for their troops.
There have been no laughs!
What do you mean?
None!
Amanda laughs more than the Joker.
Yeah.
At this point.
Like if even the Joker had a Minnesota accent.
Yeah.
Might even, turn me around.
Even Stavros from Cometown was like, all right, calm down. It's not that funny. let's settle.
The whole first 15 minutes of the show is them. It starts off with this like loose chat about nothing, and then they obsess over the wine that they're going to drink.
Yes.
But before we open the wine, I got this story to tell of my number four.
Another thing I love about this bottle is that it's a twist off.
Mm. God bless.
So shall we crack?
Let's do it.
Also, like 2 seconds ago, or not 2 seconds ago, but 2 seconds before I started doing my wine segment, I reached for my lotion because once again, I saw it and then I just went, oh, and I put it down and I waited. So now I'm noticing how dry my hands are and it's like bothering me. So I'm going to open this up.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Now, listen, I know we have a roast to get to, but I really want to talk to you guys about a moisturizer that I've been using.
Crow's nose hand lotion, people.
Oh. Yeah. And these, Kleenex. I don't know why that worked.
These three women never made
Hold
me
on,
put
do you
my
prepare?
Lotion away.
Who prepares?
Yeah, do you oh, prepare?
Sorry.
My number five, they finally get the wine open, and it is the greatest moment of joy these women have ever had.
Here we go.
Oh, a squeak.
Can of squeak.
Jesus.
Oh.
Nice crack. I'm going to add some of my
like
lotion, too.
Purple.
Same lotion.
And they're all talking over each other. One lady's still going on about the fucking lotion. And they my number six, I'm sorry. They continue with the lotion, but this fucking laugh talking, I can't even tell what the fuck she's trying to say. It sounds like she's having a diaphragm issue and is about to pass out.
And now it's Lucy's segment, so I'm going to put on my lotion.
Yeah, Lucy, what's our background in psych and lotion? There's really not any psych, but...
Or lotion.
Tell me you're in your mid-30s without telling me you're in your mid-30s.
My hands get dry. I was on the scooter for an hour.
All of us, we've been lotioning our hands for way too long.
It feels really good.
I know. It's like the one small joy in my day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on here?
Yeah. Thank you.
Cobra greasing command. Up and drinking the pain away.
Oh,
Jesus.
God.
All right, so this one woman, Amanda, her job is not only to laugh at everything anyone says, but also repeat it. Yeah. She's one of these people who hears the punchline, she's like, oh my gosh, and then she tells you why it's funny.
After harvest, the wine rests for 8 months, same, in stainless steel.
Same.
Yep.
Yep. We heard her. We got it. And then these women are very excited about snacks. I know, you're shocked by that.
Salt and vinegar potato chips.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
I'm guessing anything before the word potato chips, they would have been freaking out about. Like, whoa, that is an amazing snack. And do we have any people here from Canada? Canadians here? Why? Who's booing Canada? What the fuck? What just happened here? We're all friends. I didn't say Mexico. What's going on? Blame Canada. So I have a question for my Canadian friends. Ketchup potato chips?
Delicious!
Well,
garbage.
I'm glad you clipped that because they start going down like a laundry list of things that you can pair wine with, like, oh, a steak dinner or chicken. And then they get to salt and vinegar chips and they're all like, oh, they have multiple orgasms. It's like, okay, well, we see what station in life you're at.
Yeah, they're really talking about Riesling, which is like fruit juice. It's not real wine.
Carl, these people are talking about fucking twist offs and lays.
I know.
I know, but you should be on the show. You'd fit right in.
Yeah, they're eating salt and vinegar chips. Are you even pouring the wine into a glass while you watch Below Deck and eat salt and vinegar chips on the couch? Fucking losers.
Home run, call me a home run.
He makes a point, yes.
All right, Crush, back over to you, buddy. What did you pick up on?
I only have one more clip, my number 7. So they go through all the fun part, and then they get to the meat of the show, and it's a book report show. And this lady reads, I'm not even fucking around, a 40-minute book report about the most, like, basic shit about old Hollywood and filmmaking. It's a setup. It's a murder show about, like, old Hollywood murder.
Do we have the whole 40 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, yeah. You guys all got right, time, cool. right? You guys
Strap
got time.
Strap in, everyone.
But 10 minutes in, she says this, and it fucking blew my mind.
So that's my only boring part, I promise. It gets more interesting.
So that was a fucking lie.
Thank you, Tyler.
All right.
Well done, Croge. Everybody give it for Croge.
So, yeah, Croge. Most people hate him, but he's all right.
Now everyone boo Andy. No, okay.
So what I appreciate about these women is how focused they are. When you get on a podcast, you're going to do 2 hours on a true crime event. You need to be like into it and really paying attention.
Do you, Carl?
Yes. And I'll show you an example.
You're a fucking doctor.
Yeah, like, that's intense.
You need so much. Oh my God, I see that fly on the back of your microphone. Gross.
What? Where?
There was a fly on her microphone and it doesn't end there. They come back to this 10 minutes later.
Okay. So if you're a civil engineer, you might be like in a... It's not a union for like union purposes. Do you see the fly again?
I see it. Oh I see God. It.
Now it's gone.
Just let it tire itself out. It'll take a nice long nap.
Okay.
It's like a 3-year-old.
Yeah, because flies get tired.
Run it out.
Bumblebee.
Run it out.
Is this Opie's sister?
Oh my God. Okay. Do you need to take a break?
No. We're gonna. This is incredible audio content.
Yeah. Oh,
me
yeah. It's
looking
great.
At a fly. This would be a good time to subscribe to our Patreon so you can see this happen.
Nope.
Moms are so good at podcasts. It's like a 3-year-old, right? No, it's a fly. It's not that exciting. All right.
It did make amazing content for our podcast.
That's a good point. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for that. I have two more clips real quick, starting with a science lesson. And when I think of these Minnesotans, I think science.
Yeah.
Important sources of energy include fossil fuels. So this includes coal, petroleum, gas, etc., wind, sunlight, falling water, and nuclear fission.
The fucking, if everyone listening, I was almost going to say, if anyone here, anyone here in this audio space has not been to Niagara Falls, you should go. And there's like this, the Canadian side, it's the better side. But there's like all this information. There's like a museum basically there about the power.
Hold on.
Oh, my
Hold
God.
On. I have to defend my Canadian friends. The Canadian side is the better side.
Who is supporting the American
side
of Niagara Falls?
Have people never been to Sundowners?
All right. Let me finish this clip because she explains what's fun to do on the Canadian side of Niagara Falls.
But there's like all this information. There's like a museum basically there about the power grid that they can tower from the falls, and it's really
incredible.
She's going to the Canadian side of Niagara Falls to learn about the power grid. All nude strip clubs, casinos. There's so many better things to do in Niagara Falls than to learn about science.
They got ketchup chips there, and they're wasting their time in a fucking museum.
Fucking ketchup chips blow. Ketchup is not a flavor. It's not a flavor. Vinegar is a flavor. Barbecue, onions, they're flavors.
I like how she said, nuclear fission, all folksy.
Oh, you like their accents? You might want to subscribe to their Patreon. That's what they do.
You can see what happened with the fly.
Last clip. This is not going to be a good payoff, but I'm playing it anyway. Let's learn more.
So here's a fun fact for you. The namesake of Mount Everest, which apparently is pronounced Everest, whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
I found some alternate pronunciation.
Okay.
Anyway, it's named after George Everest, the surveyor general for the British Empire in India.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck?
Guys, what children's TV show did Fun Fact come from?
Yeah.
Guys, facts are not fun. You know what's fun? Drinking, fucking, cocaine.
Yeah.
Learning, not fun. Nothing I would classify as fun in there at all. So I want to say I made it through the first 30 minutes of this podcast about true crime. They talked about wine. They read a hate email. And they talked about facts about engineering. No true crime at all 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
We are going to take this on tomorrow on WATP. Pat Dixon's going to be on the show. We're going to talk about wine and crime. Figure out what the fuck is going on with this shit. It's terrible.
So you did a whole thing to plug WATP on this show?
Vinny, I'm a marketer first and a podcaster second.
I would beg to differ. All right. Thank you, Croge and Andy. Give it up for them.
They'll be back for the roast.
I have been waiting for this for a while, folks. We are going to do my favorite segment. It's time for Pedophile Hunter Theater.
Oh, I'm literally looking at him like, what are we doing now? I forgot. Okay, cool.
So let's get some very special guests to join us for this. There's one man who really should be here because we love him to death. It's producer Chris. Producer Chris. And joining us, an amazing performer. You know him from the New York City Crime Report. Yeah. Please put your hands together for Pat Dixon. Love this guy. Thank you for coming all the way up here. Pat Dixon, folks.
Hey-o.
Thank you.
He's got nowhere else to go.
That's true.
He lives here now. We are actually going to start in Canada tonight. We're going to start up in Toronto.
Oh, stop it with this shit. There's going to be a fight breaking out soon. We pulling the shirt over the guy's head.
Yeah. What's this all about?
Now, I hope everybody can see the screens. We're going to start off, Joe, with my clip, P1-1.
He said he has this small car. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. It's a special name. I don't feel like going back into the text right now and reading it. So basically, I'm looking for a small car.
Now, this gentleman is coming to meet a 14-year-old girl from Sark.
Is she hot? I mean, that's crazy. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yuck.
And he's going to meet them at that gas station in Toronto. And the only thing that our pedophile hunter knows is that he is going to show up in a small car. And boy, did this guy not disappoint. Clip two, Joe.
Oh, no.
What kind is that? That's pretty cool. What kind is that?
I can't remember the brand name of it.
Okay.
But
Did they even come with license plates or no?
Nope.
No? Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, you don't really need a license.
How many clouds are going to come out of that?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, right. Can I take a picture? That's cool, man.
All right, pause it, Joe.
In his defense, if I had a Zamboni, I would drive it all over, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kids love that shit.
Kids love that shit. They don't need leg room. They don't care about leg room.
True.
Once a 14-year-old commits to fucking you, she's in.
Right. Well, look at this pussy mobile this guy showed up in.
Wow, the gas mileage, though. That is impressive.
So I really like what the hunter did here, because he walked up and pretended to be interested in this stupid fucking car. He knows who he is now. He said, I'll be there in a small car. So he starts to continue the catfish.
By the way, I just want to point out, if you're going to try to describe yourself, maybe Toronto Raptors would be the thing that you would say.
Yeah.
A small car.
Small white car.
You could walk up to a Civic and not know. If you said, by the way, the Toronto Raptors logos on the side, that would be...
He's just knocking on the kids knocking on the windows of a Toyota Yaris.
Yeah, right.
All right, clip three.
Sorry, what's your name again?
Roger.
Roger? Hey, Roger, can I have a chat with you? Just a chat, man. I don't wanna call the police. I just wanna have a chat with you, okay?
So polite.
So why do you think it's okay, brother? And I'm just filming for our own protection, so you can't tell the police I touched you, okay? No, Roger. Roger, I just want to chat with you, Roger. Roger, I'm not going to do nothing, I promise. I'm going to call the police, Roger.
He's gradually getting away.
Roger, just chat, Roger.
Like the
Roger,
fucking
just
wind.
Chat. Just,
Roger's gone with
just
the
tackle
wind.
Him.
Pat, we could push that thing over, right?
Yeah. 0 to 60 in never.
Sir, don't make me walk quickly. I don't have time for this.
Yeah. So what you're about to see is something that made me spit coffee all over my desk. I'm sorry to bury the lead. Clip four.
She's 15, Roger. You can't do that.
You can only get so far.
Shame on you, Roger. She's only 15 old, Roger. Roger. Roger, she's
red
15.
Light.
I'm recording you. Have your address. The cops will go there, Roger. Yeah. The cops will show up, Roger.
So that law
she's
he obeys.
I was going to say.
Stop it, Jeff. Yeah. Stop it. That's the law he cares about.
Roger,
traffic
Roger.
Officer, I'd like to let you know that this man was here to meet a 14-year-old, and he did not have a license plate on his pedophile mobile.
Or a car.
On his ped pod. Whatever the fuck this thing is.
I think it's a phone booth.
It's a car you can wear.
So this guy got away. He reported everything. Now,
it's
closer
to a jersey than it is to a car.
Hey, guys, let's talk about something fun, shall we? Joe?
Let's talk about meth, baby. Let's talk about it, yes, sirree. Let's talk about all the bad things and the bad things meth had seen. Let's talk about meth.
That's a great jingle.
So, let's start with P21. We're going to look at some chats between this gentleman and what he thinks is a 13-year-old boy.
Oh, you didn't say boy. Now it's weird.
Oh, disgusting.
It just got real weird there.
It's off the
table. I felt the whole room like, ugh.
Yeah.
So he very clearly says things to the effect of, I want a person to fuck me while I'm high on meth.
Good censoring the word fuck there.
I gotta say.
Yeah, what is that word? Who knows?
Redacted. Pedophiles, you know, as much as they want to know kids, they really don't understand what gets the kids excited.
Right.
It's like, hey, you want to go try meth? Let's go, kids. It's going to be great.
Yeah, start with Skittles. So, work your way up to meth.
He asks some questions like, what's your real name? And he says, no, don't you know anything about cybersecurity? So he's trying to be kind of careful here. He says, I'm not going to tell. I'm cool with being friends and gaming. But, like, you got to get me so drugged up to breed me. And he goes, breed you? Which is the proper response. Even though this is adult, you know, catfishing this guy, he explains it's a term for raw sex. To ejaculate the vagina or the ass. Hence, that's why it's breeding. So this guy's, you know, he's being educational for the...
You fucking know all about this shit.
Pretending he might ever ejaculate into a vagina.
He also he also explains that he wants to fuck bareback. That's not good. Next, show me the next one.
This is going great.
He also talks about acknowledging the age of consent with this kid. Now,
Is that true? You go to Missouri, you're going to have sex with someone 14 to 18?
It is the show me state.
So we're doing a live show there?
Yeah, I know. Whoa!
The creep-off goes to St. Louis. All right, so let's meet our creep. Here he is, high as fuck on meth in the middle of the supermarket.
Hey, what's up going on, man?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I am currently looking for my fiber.
Your what?
Fiber.
Fiber?
Yeah, because I gotta poop.
You gotta poop?
I'm constipated. I've been constipated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to have a conversation?
No, thank you.
Hey, man, I can involve the police or we can have a conversation. You want to have a conversation?
Sure.
Do you want to turn around and talk to me?
I gotta find this first.
Hey, bro, I can call the cops right now, we can just have a conversation.
I'm actually really constipated, sir. Please, can you actually let me get my supplements so I can actually go home, so I can poop, and actually, so I can poop well? I've been having constipation.
Okay, pause it. If you're gonna have an excuse, that's a pretty good one.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't pooped in a while. Can you let me go on this?
When you need to go, go.
Have a heart. Yeah. Promise to meet me in an hour, though, right?
Yeah. So it's very clear pretty quickly that this guy's asshole has been pounded like a musket.
What an asshole!
I'm just going to get that out of the way. Let's keep it moving, Joe.
Well, whoa, you I'm got
I've been having constipation for 4 or 5 years. That I'm bleeding so much that I can't help it. Why are you doing this to me? Can you tell me?
I don't think it's the constipation causing the bleeding.
Yeah. And that's not even Dr. Steve up here.
Yeah, Dr. Steve, your thoughts? Going to come back up here for this one? No, he's in the right aisle. Thanks, Dr. Steve.
He's a pharmacist now, too. It's amazing.
Notice this fucking little weirdo isn't in the condom aisle. All right, next one.
But right now I'm filming just to have a conversation.
But right now you're stopping me from preventing me to be healthy.
Look, bro, I know why you're here. So
no,
I just want.
I'm here for one.
Notice he goes, no, I'm not.
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
Bro, that's why you're here.
Do you want me to call the cops?
Can you help me find fiber pills? Can you help me find fiber pills for me?
Help me, poop.
Why would you want to call the cops for me when I'm trying to find my fiber pills?
I know why you're here.
Why am I here?
To meet my 13-year-old little brother.
Who is that? I don't know who that is.
Dude, he's touching his face more than stuttering John.
Who is that? I have no clue.
Yeah.
Who? What is wrong?
It's for a cancer patient who needs chemo and
This guy's weirdly open to just some guy with a camera in the drugstore.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what I love about America now. Everybody's a star. All right, keep it going, Joe.
Do you want to have an honest conversation or do you want me to call the police?
Can I get my stuff?
Are you high on meth right now?
No, I am not.
No?
No.
No?
I want to go home. It's almost 12. I have a curfew to go to.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 21. I just
know your boyfriend.
Why are you
here? You.
My pooping pills.
Not here to meet a 13-year-old boy?
Why would I do such a thing?
Why do I have your picture?
Why? I don't know.
Why do I have your picture?
Why are you being so mean to me?
Is this you?
Okay, folks.
Hey, buddy, is this you?
Pause it. Okay. The next thing we are going to see is the picture that he is going to show this gentleman. We're going to show it to you. It is blurred, but I just want you to give you a good idea what he shows this gentleman.
I would hope, Jesus.
Yeah.
We're going to show you what he showed this gentleman to get the reaction. Hit the next one, Joe.
Yeah, see, we're classy. We're classy.
Right aisle, wrong hole.
Okay, so he then shows, he says, so, hey, man, why do I have this picture on my phone? And he gets a wonderful reaction. Next clip.
Why do I have a picture of you?
How is this? What is it?
Why do I have a picture of you?
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Why do I have a picture? Why do I have a picture of your ass?
This guy's here to meet a 13-year-old boy for and to give him crystal meth.
Oh my God.
This guy's here to get 13-year-old boy crystal meth.
What is happening?
This guy's here to meet a 13-year-old boy and give him crystal meth. This guy right here is here to meet a 13-year-old boy and to give him crystal meth.
Watch this.
I'm trying to find you. Do you know where the fiber pills are?
Call the cops.
For those of you who missed it, security just comes up and says, what's going on here? And he stops and goes, do you know where the fiber pills are? Yeah. Do you know where I can find the fiber pills? I really need those. The fiber pills, are they here somewhere?
Yeah.
You guys notice the Coors Light in the background. It doesn't help for good decision making.
Oh.
All right, keep it moving. Next clip.
This guy's here to meet a 13-year-old boy for... Don't touch me.
Sir, stop.
Don't touch me.
Why? Stop.
Don't touch me and don't put your hands in front of my camera, bro.
Stop.
Who the f*** are you?
No. Stop. Stop.
So this kid...
This guy's here to meet a 13-year-old boy for...
Stop.
Get in front of my camera again, bro.
This guy's trying to run cover for the pedo.
Camera again.
You don't have permission to film your camera here.
Who the f*** are you?
This is
who are you?
This is a Devon
store. Who are you?
This is
get the f*** out of my face.
God, sir.
Get the f*** out of my face, bro.
Raise your voice. It won't help you anything at all, sir.
Who are you? Who
sir,
are you?
You need to leave.
Who are you right now?
You need to leave.
Hey, buddy. Get the f*** out of my way.
I love confrontations like that.
Get the f*** out of my way.
Can you people work?
Pause this for a second.
Yeah.
This is a legitimate situation. There is a fucking tweaker there to come and fucking rape a child.
And he's not the one making a scene. It's the other guy. Everyone working there is like, dude, you're fucking up our shit. I make 12 bucks an hour, Canadian, which is nothing. And you're here fucking up our shit. Can you get the fuck out of here? Confront him in the parking lot like a normal person.
Let's keep it moving.
Call the cops.
Sir, stop harassing him.
This guy goes running back because he really needs the pooping pills.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm rooting for anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Why is this happening?
Definitely why are you not security. Here to meet a 13-year-old boy?
Why would I do such a thing?
Then leave. Go home.
Can you let me buy my fiber pills?
Oh, please? Your fiber pills?
Where's the fiber? Where is it? Fiber right here.
Why do I have a picture of your asshole?
What are you doing?
Why do I have a picture
of
your
asshole?
He did it! Yay!
It's like Price is Right.
It's funny. I said I didn't know who I was rooting for, and I just found out who everyone was rooting for.
Yeah, right. The product.
You know what? Go to the next clip, Joe. We'll keep it moving.
So you should decide who's weird here. You weird piece of...
That's a guy who's got a shit.
Look at him go.
Please do. I'd rather die.
Try to meet up with a little kid.
No!
Go, pedo, go.
Yeah, I could not do that if I had to poop.
Running pedo, running
Joe.
Free. See the pedo, see the running pedo.
You know, when he runs and screams like that, I do kind of want to fuck him.
Yeah. The most dangerous
slip into
game.
His DMs.
Did you just say slip into his BMs?
That would have been funnier.
Pat Dixon, ladies and gentlemen. Carl once asked me on an episode of The Creep Off, he said, what is the right thing to do when you're meeting a child and you're confronted like this? And I said, why do you need to know?
I was asking for a friend.
Yeah, but yeah. The answer is, not this. Do not go running, screaming with your arms over your head through a parking lot.
And you know why? It's because that is a... Best
it's a,
song ever
it's
made.
It's a pet of faux pas.
I don't want to get into etiquette,
oh,
but yes.
Shit. A pet of faux pas is the name of this episode officially. All right, next clip. Now pause it. I don't think this guy's okay to drive, and I'm not saying that because he's Asian.
But that does factor into it. It factors.
Yeah. This guy is now behind the wheel. This is a very dangerous situation. Go ahead, Joe. Let's see what happens next.
Oh my God, it gets even better.
Hey, Joe, throw it on slow-mo for everybody. All right, you can stop, but it's on repeat. Okay. So what to do now? Let's find out. Next clip.
Oh, my God. Whoa, hit and run. Call the police. Call the police. Hit and run. Call the police. Call the police.
Okay.
Call the police!
Okay. That got scary there for a second.
This is why we always say on the show, don't go confronting pedophiles.
Correct.
Just shoot out their windows. We learned that earlier. Okay. Next clip, Joe. Let's find out how this man is apprehended.
Call the police! Be careful!
His concern is touching.
He's very constipated. He can blow at any minute.
Yeah.
Just call the police, guys. I got the tags. Call the police. Call the police. Call the police.
Call them yourself.
Call the cops, bro. I got the video.
Seriously.
You don't need the video. Just call the cops.
Get it.
Tackle his dog.
We need a hero.
He's to the 35, the 40, the 45, yeah, the 50. Yeah. He's down.
Defense. How about one more time in slow motion?
Defense.
He got half of what he wanted that night.
Can I make an announcement real quick?
Certainly.
Drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
Thank you, Mr. Mackey. Okay.
That is the lesson today. Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs. Well, do the good drugs.
After the
show with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's find out how this all ends. Let's take this bad boy home. What do you think he gets? Taken to fucking jail. It's a happy ending, folks.
By the way, the one thing they have in jail is a shitter, so he's in luck.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I like to think that when he ran into that rock, he just thought, okay, you got this.
By the way, Tokyo Drift has never looked better. What a great movie.
So that is this edition of Pedophile Hunter Theater. Thank you.
Vinny Paulino, Fight of the Clips, everyone.
Thank you, producer Chris. Now, folks. Okay. So, folks, here's what's going to happen right now. We're going to get ready for this roast. Who's ready for a roast? Freddie.
Purple still with us? Are you blackout drunk yet, Purple?
All you right, know what? Good. Purple wants us to do something. Do you have a pen?
Uh-oh.
Well, then I didn't sit mean to back down, Purple.
I didn't mean to draw attention to the hat. My bad. He's got a pen.
Okay.
What's going on?
Purple, come up here and tell everybody what you want to do. Guys, come change the stage, please. I'm waiting for my stage crew. Thank you.
Can I leave now?
Actually, you got to sign this for Purple.
Okay.
So, folks, let me find out real quick. You came from Montreal. Who else came from out of town here tonight by applause? Where are our out-of-towners? Wow. Whoa. In the back, where'd you come from? I'm with that guy. Fuck the Bills.
Hey, what do you think about Tom Brady getting a divorce?
Purple.
Who's going to marry his son? I like that. That's a good call.
Carl, Purple wants us to sign his stuttery job ticket. This is the guy who snuck into the Black Box Theater and recorded Stud Joe's stand-up. Purple is a fucking hero. I'm going to sign it for you, too. Carl's going to go grab his roast jokes. Where am I signing this? All right. Eat shit. Vinny. P. There you go, pal. Love you, Purple. You're the best. Here's your pen. It's a comedy at the Carlson pen. Keep it as a souvenir. So I'm going to set this up real quick. You got a creep report? All right, do it. Let's do it. Come on. Creep report. What's your name?
David.
David,
So, my wife has a half-brother and a half-sister. The half-brother was using the half-sister's iPad for homework and shit like that. Anyway, half-brother found a bunch of homemade porn made by half-sister and started selling it online. Half-sister got a message on Instagram, I want to buy some more of your content, and found out about half-brother doing it. also found out half-brother was making homemade porn with his underage girlfriend and selling it. That's a creep report.
That is a creep report. One more time for him, everybody.
Can you guys do me a favor? Give a what up for Shoeless Joe over here. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Hey, creepos, hope you enjoyed the very first live edition of The Creep Off. It was a lot of fun for us. Maybe we'll do one another day. We don't know. We're creeps. You're not going to lock us down. If you want to hear the roast of Carl and Vinny, visit patreon.com/thecreepoff.
The Creep Off.
If you're not a patron, please consider supporting the show. You can become a Kuzaroo. You can become a true believer. You're all the same to us. Creep. You'll get cool free merch when you do. Adios, creepos.